Heads of Czech cultural centres from all over the world gathered this week in Prague for an annual meeting to discuss their strategies for the upcoming months. Ruth Frankova spoke to Monika Koblerová, who is in charge of the Czech Center in New York, about the highlights of this cultural season. She started by asking about the history of the Czech Center in the United States.
Czech Center New York was established in 1995, and we are working now in four and a half people. And last year, for example, we organized more than 100 cultural events, and we are the only Czech center in the United States.
In October, you celebrate the Czech Independence Day. So it's probably quite a busy month for you.
Yeah, it's really very, very busy month, because the first Saturday, October, is for, maybe nine years, we have the Czech Street Festival. We are closing the whole 83rd Street between Madison Avenue and between Park Avenue. It's a presentation of Czech music, Czech food, Czech theatre, and we are ending in about maybe 12 o'clock, because usually we have a concert as an after party. And this year we bring from the Czech Republic two music groups. We will have Support Lesbians and the gypsy group Bengas.
Can you tell me something more about the upcoming program? What other events take place in autumn?
The main is from September until December, and we have about 40 cultural events. Yeah, so every week we have maybe two or three events. Every first Thursday we have Dobrý den party. It's a meeting of the friends of the Czech Republic from our Czech community and for our American public. And usually we have some special guests for this Dobrý den party next month. So in October it started a really, really important event at Guggenheim Museum. It's a photo modernity at Central Europe. And at the Czech Center we are preparing one special project. It's Meet Czech Modernism. And we will have a presentation of Sutnare, so I think that it will be really, really great. And this season we will have presentation of the Czech film. It's also very important. It's about 25 Czech films, and from the Czech Republic we will have two special guests, or two or three special guests. It will be a director Jiří Menzel, and then the actress Klára Isová, and we hope also the director Mr. Andříček.
Who actually comes to the center? Who are the visitors? Is it Czechs who live in the States, or rather Americans who are interested in Czech culture?
General, of course, we are for American public, and we are trying to organize events not only at the Czech center, but the main cultural institution, and to have a cooperation with them to more promote the Czech Republic.
That was Monika Koblerová, head of the Czech Centre in New York, and would like to bring to your attention that this centre will soon be changing its address. It is scheduled to move next year to the Czech National House, or Český národní dům, a historical building of the Czech community, which was acquired by the Czech Republic in 2001 for a symbolic price of $1. The building has been undergoing a radical reconstruction, and it is to become a new centre of Czech culture in the United States.